Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Jeremiah chapter 13 and verse 16. Give glory to the Lord your God before it's too late. Acknowledge him before he brings darkness upon you, causing you to stumble and fall on the darkening mountains. For then, when you look for light, you will find only terrible darkness and gloom. We are all good at putting things off, it seems to me. It might be filling in our tax returns, making things right with an aggrieved neighbour, buying Christmas presents, or 1,001 other things. Jeremiah was desperately concerned that the people were putting off the most important thing of all, following the Lord. They were happy the way they were and had no intention of changing. The sad truth is they never did change, and judgment fell upon them in the form of an invasion from Babylon under King Nebuchadnezzar. The Apostle Paul had exactly the same message for the church in Corinth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he declared, "Today is the day of salvation." God calls us to follow him today and to live in the light of his salvation, and there will come a day when it is too late to receive it. For Jeremiah's hearers, the day passed, and all they could do was stumble and fall down. When they looked for light, all they could find was darkness and gloom. This is a tough message, but it's a loving one too. If you've never accepted the free gift of new life in Christ, then today is the day when you need to respond. Tomorrow may never come. I know you've got lots of other things on, and it would seem more convenient to wait until you've got some free time, or the children are settled, or the extension is finished. However, today is the day of salvation, and you need to reach out and receive God's gift. If you've already accepted Christ into your life, then today is the day to walk in obedience to him and follow him wherever he calls you to go. So let me ask you this question. What is God calling you to do today? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we have decided not to put it off any longer. We gratefully accept your gift of life and ask that you will help us to live fully for you from this day onwards. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.